You see, when they say being broke in your 20s, ah man, they should just do a case study on my life right now. That's the honest truth. Yo, it's
tough tense. Out there. It's tough.
Ah, it's tough. It's the noodles lifestyle at the current moment. But you know what? Nutrition is temporary and groove is permanent, so we prioritize.
Make sure. True. Prophet Pasha and Java. Twabam! Dibain ni boy vira kani shara. Bishawra ni boy ani bonyara. Mugati me boy mano kara. Ajin di vaini ni harigvara. Dimi anya kuverega anya kutumbura. Dimi magata kura magatambura.
Marvin, weren't you the one eating noodles 5 days a week, right? When you told me the story, I was so finished.
The whole noodles item isn't... It's bad, man. It's bad, but it's not that bad. It's not that bad. It's doable. It's doable. The thing is, when you're living at home, my guy, you don't understand the situation on the ground. You're living the soft life. That's the problem.
Yeah, not even, right? Marvin decided to leave the comfort of his mother's house just so he can go and groove. So one must suffer, my guy.
But actually, what is the like? What's the big issue with being broke in your 20s? Like, I feel like most of the people are broke, but there's this whole thing like, yo, I can't be broke, you know. Especially with the whole like grind culture, hustle culture, like. Is it that bad though? Is it that? Because I don't think it's that bad, man. Being broke is being broke, man. It's a cycle of life.
Nah, I think
one time in your life,
being broke is not an issue when all your niggas are broke. But now, when your niggas have something and you're broke, now it becomes an issue, man.
You're the leech.
Now it becomes an issue. You see, and everyone's just trying to meet all the goals that they set for themselves. Nowadays, people set goals early. People want to get married at 24. People want to travel the world at 25. So if your current financial situation is not doing good, then I getting married at 36 at least, you see. So the finances must be in order, man. Or you'll be in a fat and sit until you're 36. So, hey. Because you don't have money for lobola. But... yeah, man, that's why everyone is just trying to get everything together. And also Instagram and the whole social media, man. We're trying to live that soft life. We're trying to live that grammable life. That's what everyone is trying to achieve. So I think that's why us as what's our generation? Gen Z? I don't even know.
But Gen Z.
Us as Gen Z, I think that's why we're working towards some of the things that we're working towards. Will it give fulfillment? No, but it's grammable.
Yeah, nah, my guy, you got the bag. I mean, fulfillment will come later. The aim is to get the bag with everyone. Like, but also, man, like I feel like I've kind of I understand like the whole thing of chasing like getting cash. Cause, man, the honest truth is, if you got cash in your 20s, you're going to get gang experiences. Like, bro, there are things in my head, I'm like, yo, bro, this would be dope to do. But I'm just like, ish. But my wallet is there like, nigga, no.
Yeah.
This is not happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I want to leave the house every time. Like, I want to go here, and here. Then I realize that, petrol. It's a hustle for petrol now. I'm like, yo, you see?
That's a whole other thing. Is can you really be broke whilst you have a car?
Make ends meet.
Your niggas who have cars, you can't be out here saying, hey, we're broke, we're broke. Aye.
You make ends meet, my guy.
You can't have a car and claim to be broke.
Oh, you guys think having a car is a symbol of wealth? No, guys.
Having a car is a symbol of wealth.
No, guys.
It is a status symbol.
And
it's like having an iPhone.
And actually, I was surfing through the net, you know, while preparing for this podcast, and I stumbled upon this website that was basically listing, you know, some of the important tips that we can apply in our 20s. Not really tips, but it's like, according to Google, what Google thinks are good tips for us. And tip number one was treat Uber as a treat / luxury. Use subways, but in South Africa, there's no subways, so I'll change it.
Use taxi
or Johnny Walker.
Yeah.
But then I'm asking myself, like, in Gauteng, you know, where am I walking to? Oh, where are guys? The route for taxis from where I stay is a struggle.
Nah. The honest truth is, you were raised soft, so you do not know the routes of taxis. To start with, that's the issue. Because I'm telling you, bruh, if you're really going to look for a taxi, you will find one. There's no way. You're telling me that niggas who don't have cars where you stay don't use taxis. They walk. They catch a taxi. They know that, you know, if I walk all the way robots there by Irene, I catch a taxi. My guy.
Oh, yeah. Look at Marvin dropping my location. But yeah. Nah, definitely, man. But I don't know. You can't just be walking in South Africa, my guy. You get mugged. You get human traffic. You meet what's his name, John Wick. Busy doing things in the streets.
John Wick is doing things. Nah, you'll definitely meet John Wick if you're doing illegal things, bro.
It's not safe.
Nah, but honestly, I feel like we've the problem with especially like Gen Z and niggas in their 20s. We've made taxis seem like this, like, oh my gosh, you use a taxi, wow. Like, it's a ratchet thing, bro. Using a taxi is not ratchet, guys. Using a taxi is the aim of getting from point A to point B. It's transportation.
I don't mind using taxis. If I was in the position to have to use taxis, I would use taxis. Using taxis is not a big deal, guys. It's only a big deal when you have to go fetch your significant other.
Like,
now you have to Uber.
Nah, my boy, you know what, for all the bachelors and bachelorettes out there, if you're broke, please let go of that thing, bruh. That thing is for niggas with money in their wallets. No, bro, you can't be dating when you're broke. What are you doing with the hand?
Yeah, fair enough.
How? You want to catch
me together, guys. You must pull together.
Hey.
Haven't you heard those love stories where they're like, we used to eat at Karanichos together, we used to climb taxis together, you know. Those love stories, those are the ones we want. Not
those are American love stories.
No, my guy. We can't find each other both.
The yellow cab and the taxi are two different levels, my guy. Yellow cab has like 5 seats max. You know, it's usually like 2 people at the back. You know, that's how yellow cab operates. This is a taxi. 14 seater. 14 seats, it's you and your hand.
My guy, it's very
and
much
a bunch
possible.
Of other people around you.
Nah, I see you. Nah. I see. So what, you want to find your significant other once you've made it in life?
I'm just saying, man, being broke in your 20s kills romance, man. You know, if you want to be romantic, you want to have a hun, please just don't be broke in your 20s. Like find a hustle or something, man. Find a way to get cash, because, it's just an issue. It's just an issue.
Hey, man. And
especially with the huns these days. Hey.
And even on, like, killing the romance, let me go back to that website, right?
After
the first tip, the second one was, don't buy food, bev and clothes you can't afford. And then they put a quote, and I laughed at this quote. They were like, you are not the baller you think you are. Yes, man, I fall victim to this every time. Yeah. Every time I'm out, I have to buy food. I have to buy clothes.
That speaks to me direct.
You're like, food. Your food would be my downfall, guys. Yo, shem. And it's like, there's no need for me to buy all this food, but I'm just, it's pure pressure.
Hey,
man.
My guy, yo, Shem, that spoke speaks to me directly. Yeah. You don't understand. You see, like, recently, I've gotten this mindset of saying, you know what? Nah, man, money is just, you know, it's a small thing. I want to have experiences, you know? And in my head, I'm always there like, but I still got some cash. I can afford to you know, go like gents are, like, for instance, gents are going on a trip now, like, I think this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Gents are going on like a small trip to like some animal place. I think it's a sanctuary, actually. And then they're gonna have a bride there, transport fees. And in my head, I'm like, nigga, I don't have cash for this. But also on the other side, I'm like, but it's just money, man. Just pay for it and go. this speaks to me as you're not the
part. It's not that it's just money. It's peer pressure, guys.
Yeah, I know. It's peer pressure. The fear of missing out.
Coming out and saying, I don't have the money. No, that's something else right there. Because now you'll start undermining everything I am.
Yeah.
Now you think I'm just that broke nigga. I'm supposed to come out and pretend as if I have guap. So if we're walking into a fancy restaurant, we are eating, also me, and I'll make sure I order more than you. So you know my financial situation. Oh.
So you know I'm not starving.
What do you think this is? Exactly. If you order two burgers, I'm ordering two gourmet burgers.
No.
Extra cheese.
Extra cheese. Add-ons.
Extra cheese.
You'll be there asking your boys, hey, yo, gents, are you guys cool? Do you want anything else?
Yeah. You guys want drinks?
Yeah, you want drinks? Sides.
It's a pure energy. You know what? Might as well go to McDonald's after this. You know, we've eaten the good stuff. Let's get some takeaways. Nah, but I think it's a black people thing, man. I think white people can go to like restaurants together and not feel pressured to. But I
laugh. Yeah, no, man.
I can't speak on behalf of white people. But what I know about my black brothers. We're just out to impress each other.
Nah, man, it's keeping up with the Joneses. Like it's like when your boy gets new kicks and you feel compelled that I also gotta get new kicks. Or you're always trying to be like, okay, I can't be the broke nigga here, you know. I have to also show that I got some cash, you know, I can splurge a little there and there. Hey man, but it's a problem.
Yeah, I know. The day we stop trying to impress each other as a race, that will be the day that we make leaps and bounds. Alexandra will transform that day. Like, it's not even about how much money you have, man. Like, whether you live in Alex or you live in Waterfall, as long as you're black, you're out to just compare yourself to other black people and just say, at least I'm a better black guy.
Yeah. Like, I might be driving a BM or a Toyota, but it's better than that one.
Didn't you see how I was drag racing that oak when I was with you, my boy? It was about pride. In that moment, I was in my jazz, you was in Toyota, but we went all out, my boy.
For all the listeners out there, let me explain the situation, right? So, we're coming, I don't remember where we're coming from.
Went to drop someone, yeah.
But we're coming from... Yeah, we dropped off my guru, and then we're coming back, like we're coming back home, and then on the road, we're on the highway this time. There's some other Porsche, some oak in a Porsche. This guy is driving a Honda Jazz, guys, a Honda Jazz. Hey, this man is flooring this thing. Hey, this man was flooring this thing like in such a way that I'm sure the guy who was in the Porsche was shocked. He couldn't believe his eyes. Like, hey, is that a Honda?
I was challenged, my guy. I was challenged. We don't back down to challenges.
Like, it was just a matter of proving good. What you can do, I can do better. Like, that was just it right there. Shame. Mm-mm. Black people need to chill, man. Black people need to relax. They need to calm down.
Yeah, man. Guys,
it's not a competition.
Stop competing with yourselves. Please. Not compete with the guys at the top, man. With the guys at the top.
Nah, man. But being broke, it's aight. I say if you're broke, enjoy it, man. Enjoy it. It builds character.
Yeah,
it,
you can.
It builds character. Mm,
it will help you once you have the bag. You know, it's a necessary stage of life. Yeah, man. But moving on, let me move on to like tip three that they gave. Tip three that they gave was have a good credit score. I saw this one and I was like, man, I don't even have a credit card. Let's just start there.
Bro.
The only credit I've ever taken is an airtime advance. But guys, let me not lie.
Didn't pay back.
Me and Vodacom are tight now, boys. I've been taking so many advances and bringing them back that they even increased my limit. I'm at 60 Rand now. I can withdraw 60 Rand. How, my boy? I started at 15. Now I'm at 60. They trust me at Voda. Work on that credit score.
You're building your credit score.
I'm building the credit score.
Wow. But actually, you know, we laugh at this, but that's so smart, eh? Like that's actually like a habit that you like low-key building, just taking cash and being able to pay it back. But like I mess with that a lot, cause Yo, but hey, but it's a bad thing, bro. Do you know how easy it is to get like credit for like 150, and then when you have to pay back, you're like, I'm paying airtime for 150. Oh,
and the worst thing now is that Vodacom is now on levels, guys. Vodacom now has an advance for Hungry Lion and Nando's, my boy.
Boys,
you like, can advance Nando's.
Oh, imagine getting a full chicken in advance.
I know. One day when you're hungry, you'll use it, my boy. But hey, nah, I'm scared of taking that one. I'm scared. No. Nando's advance,
guys. Vodacom is not just the cell phone company we think it to be, guys. These guys are turning into a bank. I know these guys, like, they slowly got into it. They're like, it's time advance. Then they're like, no, now you're doing, you know, small business loans. These guys are getting into this money game, eh? Yo.
Nah, they're trying to run the game, guys. They're trying to run the game.
Nando's advance, get out of here.
Yeah, no, when I saw the Hungry Lion advance, even I was like, I know someone was tempted. One of my boys was tempted right there. And I know one of my boys took it. They're not going to tell me, but these orgs that introduced me to the airtime advance, the OGs of the airtime advance, most definitely, that nigga ordered a full chicken on that advance. And I know he hasn't paid it back. He hasn't paid. Because how do you pay it back? Do you have to load in 150 rand airtime so that you can take your airtime plus 1 rand?
That's a good question. Yeah, I'm sure when you do that, they take your banking details or something.
That's but hey, man, do you have a credit card, my boy? Do you have a credit card?
My guy, like I've seen so many, like, what, as also when I was like looking into the topic, they're always there like, yo, you should look at your credit. You should, you know, don't get too much in debt. I'm like, bro, I don't even have a credit card, fam. Like, I don't even have a credit card. Like, don't you need a job to apply for a credit card?
Especially
in SA.
I was told that Christians don't get credit cards, so I'm not getting a credit card.
Christians don't get credit cards.
Christians don't get credit cards. You guys can get the credit cards.
This is why Christians stay broke, my guy. You guys be just giving your money to the pastors. How you expect to get the money back? Guys, take credit, man. Yeah, but no, that'll be a guy, mess.
You'll be blessed in other
ways.
Imagine
paying tithe on credit. Yo, it'll be too much.
Yo.
Because I've heard like some churches have like ATMs inside like church and have like speed points.
Yeah, you can swipe.
Imagine you're there swiping tithes and offerings on credit. Yeah,
on credit. Guys, no, you'll get struck by lightning, Sham. Not even good. I'm very good. It's a V there. That's a powerful one.
Nah, but I think as soon as I'm able to get a credit card, I'm sure I'd probably get it just to try like boost my credit score. Because I mean, it's going to be necessary. Especially in building a business, getting houses.
Buy bread on credit and then pay it back. And then tomorrow you buy scones, you pay it back. Buy toilet paper, pay it back. Small things, small things working on your credit. Until it's good. Nah, it'll work out, man. This is why all of these guys are wealthy. They have their stuff in check. Tip four, they said you should have wealthy people in your circle. No, this one hit home. This one. Have wealthy people in your circle. Here, I just looked at my contact list and I was like, one must go.
You're deleting all the broke niggas.
This guy must go. The nigga who introduced me to HM Advance, he must go. All of them, they must go. We need to surround ourselves with wealthy people now. You see? We need wealthy people. So if you believe that you're wealthy, hit me up. We are renovating the contact list.
Nah, man. If you no longer see my statuses, just know you're broke.
Just know.
you're
hindering my wealth and my growth.
Nah, man. you're the barrier to wealth access. Nah, but I totally agree with it though, cause yeah, like having like niggas that can link you up is mm-hmm. is very important.
Yeah,
and
it's all about networking.
Gents,
yeah,
generally gents that have cash know people that have cash. Like that's it's true. As simple as that's that. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Cause cash. I heard money attracts money. You know.
Yeah.
If once you have a little bit of money, it calls people with more money towards you and stuff like that.
Facts.
So
nah, man, and you definitely need a mentor. You need a mentor with whatever you're trying to do.
Yeah,
or just have someone who's
on that,
someone who's guiding you in trying to make money or whatever, whether it's your father or your mother, but just have a mentor who's guiding you. And because you can't do this alone, guys. The person who you take your scones business from a spaza to a supermarket will be a mentor and connections. Otherwise, you will remain a spaza. You see,
now for me,
you need those for connections.
Me personally, I think. Yo, if I try actually look at it in retrospect, because I don't like have a mentor, but I'd say like my rents are like my financial mentors and stuff, because like they constantly like looking, not looking, but making like they got income streams, multiple income streams and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And like my mom would like link me up with people and be like, hey, yo, I met this dude who's doing what. You want to go into this side of business, maybe holler at him, you know, talk to him. And like she's linked me up multiple times, bro. So I think she's like my that's mentor nice. in that area. Nah, fam, that's my nice, mom supports man. The grind, the money bag. My mom supports. I think my mom is that just that person who's like, hey, my boy,
if
this is how you're gonna get your cash,
she's there for support. Nah, I see. You know, I love to see it, man. On my side, my parents don't care about my current financial situation.
No, you're staying at home. What you have a nice financial situation.
Oh, nah, I see. Getting a meal every day. That's my
I also wouldn't support. Care, bro. You're eating my food under my roof using my electricity and
enough,
water.
I
wouldn't care.
You can't make business decisions on an empty stomach. This is your payment.
Yeah.
We are preparing you for the world.
Exactly, bro. Like you get Wi-Fi, you get like what more do you want, bro?
No, yo, that's true. Yeah, no, I take back.
They're giving you all the things, bro. They're full linking support, you up, support. Literally.
Yeah, especially on the Wi-Fi. Hey, Wi-Fi, that one.
My boy,
that's a lifesaver.
Hey, I chef. Plus, they pay your petrol. No. They deserve more credit than they get.
Petrol. I feel like my sister does most of the petrol payments. Unless I'm like really stuck and I need to pay, like, hey, like one time I was driving to Randburg, hey, I was on empty, my boy. I was like,
I won't make it.
Let me just pay it. And then I had to pay it.
No, that's proper. At least if your sis is balancing it out, that's proper. And you see, surrounding yourself.
That's my ATM right now these days.
She's the plug, financial plug.
She's the plug, my guy. She's the plug. You know, I was watching this video. Kabza the Small was like, we eat the cake so that everyone else can eat the cake. That's my sister right now. We are all eating the cake, guys.
Nah, man. She brought the suitcase home, you see. She got the bag. Now she's bringing it home. And everyone is getting access to it. Nah, that's proper, man. That's proper. That's how it should be. Like, you should get your financial, like bag exposure from somewhere. You know, it shouldn't be from random strangers. At least you got it plugged, like, from home. So, yeah, now that's sorted, man. That's proper.
Nah, that's solid, man. That's
all the ballers out there, the bachelors and bachelorettes, holla at me, guys. I'm building a network of ballers now.
Future ballers. Man.
30 under 30.
If you're a baller, I suck at messaging, so I never mind. I take it back. I'm not even going to talk to you, Shem.
Nah, I'll talk to you. I don't mind.
We'll talk once, Shem. We'll talk once.
Forget Raymond. Come to me.
Once I hear your life story, I'll be like, that's nice. I'm praying for you.
Wow. You're trash. You're trash.
Then we move on. Then we move on, man. But moving on to number five quickly, and then we can wrap it up after, and then you can come in. Number five said you must invest in a retirement fund. I'm like, yo, boys, I just made it into this world, man, telling me about retirement. What do you know about retirement? Like, we just got you, man.
Hey.
Mafizolo, we just arrived. We must enjoy our petty cash.
I'm a 2000.
Exactly. How? We can't be investing our petty cash. Then what are we, you know, what are we using to make life more enjoyable? Petty cash
and invest in retirement. Like, I haven't, like, the thought of retirement is crazy, eh? Mm-hmm. I haven't actually thought about it, like, dang. But you know, everyone says, because I was also looking into it, they're like, no man, you know when you start, not even when you start working, but like whilst you're still young, invest in retirement so that, you know, it accumulates so that you have a lot more to spend when you get older. But like,
that's true.
Like, am I really grinding so that when I'm older I have a bit of cash? Like, I'm not gonna enjoy it, that's the honest truth. Like, when I'm there, 65,
you say this now,
retired,
but there, when you're 65, you'll be seeing your homies hitting life, and you'll be like, hey, if only I saved.
Beach house in Cape Town.
You'll be surviving on a pension, my guy.
Nah, man. Like, retirement isn't supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be soft life. So I guess it makes sense when you think about it. Because you wouldn't want to retire. Now you're worrying about your next, you know, financial income, your next what. Now you're bothering your grandkids. Because the whole point is for you to live your grandkids something as well.
We're building generational wealth, man. Second generation black people who are trying to build generational wealth for our kids, you know, so.
Ah, facts.
So work towards the savings. On that, let me just ask you something. What's your ideal retirement package in life? So just, how would you like to retire?
Yo, how would I like to retire? Yo, okay. I see myself in like the business field. So I don't really see myself retiring. I kind of see myself like handing over the reins of like this multi-million dollar companies to like a successor. But still being like the face, would be like, oh, this guy built it up, you know, he still oversees it there and there, but he's chilling at home now. So I see myself I see myself, you know, retiring in Cape Town, in the expensive neighborhoods. I don't know what expensive neighborhoods are.
By the hockey club, by the hockey club.
Yeah. You know those 15k beach houses, 15k per day beach houses there by Cape Town? Yeah. Just there, you know, chilling, you know, hitting the sun. I see myself retiring in such a way that I don't have to spend winter in South Africa. Like, once I heard that, I was like, yeah, bro, I'm down for that.
Yeah, no, that was soft. Well, that was soft.
Follow the summer, bro. That's soft life. That's what I see, man. Like, I don't wanna, like, whenever it's like, yo, it's getting cold in South Africa, I'm like, don't worry, babe, you know, let's go hit US, let's go hit Europe, let's just, yeah, man. For me, honestly, travel is essential, so I wanna travel as much as possible.
Yeah.
That's it, fam.
Same, man, same. Nah, but for me, my retirement package, it would just to get I don't know, my guy. Get a farm. Get a bear house. Is that how you put your... I swear. I just asked that question so I can say that word. What's the word? Get a bear house.
Remember, boy?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, fam. Leave that. We called ourselves bachelors. We announced where we were from. Don't let the closer people come fetch us for pronouncing this wrong, fam.
I was told it's prepare, so I'm gonna say prepare. Get a farm there and just chill, man. Chill.
Yeah, dude. Getting a farm. That's the dream. That's the dream.
But
bro,
why did I choose Kepeha of all places? Like, I'm trying to run away from my homeland, man. I went extreme south. Eastern Cape.
Are you going to buy a farm in Zim and do what?
No. I. You can carry my bones, Aaron. Carry my bones to the promised land. And on that note, man, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. And we just hope that it was very informative and it was useful. Besides all the banter that I went to.
Okay. We'll carry your bones, bro. We'll carry your bones. But thank you guys very much for listening to another episode of the Bachelor podcast. Bachelors and bachelorettes out there, you know, if you got any questions, any suggestions that you want to hit us up. You know, we're going to be dropping our Instagram links very, very soon. You know, we're just setting things up because, you know, we've been getting demands saying, you guys need an Instagram. You guys need socials. Yeah, we're going to drop our socials soon. Don't worry. We got you.
And those people those people who've been pushing for us to drop episodes. Yo, guys, it's a long story. I swear we'll address this one of these days. We'll tell you why but
we need to vent, man. We need to vent.
We've
been grinding. We just haven't able to show you what we've been doing.
Nothing to show for it.
Nah, man. Thank you guys for listening. I've been Melvin.tk.
I've been I've actually thought about this. Coming on to the podcast as someone else, because you know all these guys are like, when I'm on the podcast I'm a different man, but on the next episode I'll tell you what I'm coming as. Goodbye, guys.